Meseches Baba Basra, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Kol Chazaka, She'eni Matayna, Eina Chazaka. We have said previously that if somebody makes a Chazaka on somebody else's property, that he has in possession somebody's property for 3 years, and the original owner never made a Machah, never protested, we believe the person that he bought it from the original owner, just he was not careful to hold on to the star, since he did not hear a Machah for 3 years. Now the Mishnah tells us that if the person who's making the Chazaka doesn't have a Taina, doesn't make a claim that he bought the karka, then this is not considered a chazaka, and he must return the real estate to the original owner. Kesa. What are we talking about? Amar lo ma'ata oisa betoch sheli. The original owner tells the person who's making the chazaka, what are you doing in my karka? Vahu amar lo shelo amar li adam davar me'olam. Ain't a chazaka. And he responds, I've been sitting on this karka for 3 years and nobody said a word. This is not a chazaka, since he doesn't claim to have bought it, and he must return the karka to the original owner. Shemachartali, shenasatali b'matana, avicha machrali, avicha nasanali b'matana, harezu chazaka. But if he does make a claim, he claims that the person sold it to him, or gave it to him as a gift, or that the person's father sold it to him, and gave it to him as a gift, while it was in possession of the father, this is a chazaka, since he claimed to have bought it, or it was given to him, as a gift, and he's been sitting on the karka for 3 years, even if he doesn't have a star, we believe him that he had a star, just he lost it. If the person who is making the chazaka is sitting on this karka because he inherited it from his father, then even if he does not make a claim, he doesn't know how the father bought it from the original owner, he can still hold on to the karka, as even though he does not know how his father received it from the original owner, this is not a rye that he didn't buy it. He probably did buy it since the son was not aware of it, so therefore he can keep the karka. Ha'omnen v'ha'shutfim v'ha'arisin v'ha'petrupsin ein lehem chazaka. A craftsman that was given a utensil to fix, and now he claims that the original owner subsequently sold it to him, this is not a chazaka. As for objects other than karka, a chazaka of even less than 3 years is a good chazaka, as normally a star is not written up when somebody sells objects to somebody else. So if he has the property in his possession for even a short time and he claims that the original owner sold it to him, he is believed. But in this case, since the utensil was given to him originally to fix, not as a matana or as a mechira, and he only claims later on that the original owner sold it to him, he is not believed and he must return the utensil. Also, shutfin, a partner that makes a chazaka on a field that he shares with somebody else, and he's been sitting on the whole field for a period of 3 years, this is not a chazaka, as is no rye that he bought it from the other shutav, as it is normal that one shutav would sit on the whole karka for a period of time. And an aris is a share cropper, and he works in somebody's field and receives a share of the peiros. And even if the aris has been sitting on the field for 3-4 years and taking all the peiros, this is not a chazaka, this is no rye that he bought it from the owner, as we were talking about over here, of an aris but the avos. An aris that has been an aris for quite a while, and his father also was an aris to the same guy. So since they have a history of being an artist to this person, it is not unusual that the owner would allow him to sit on the carpet for 3 years and take all the pears. It is no riot that he sold it to him. And apotropis is a caretaker for the property of Ketanim. And even if he's been sitting on the property of Ketanim for 3 years and eating all the pears, this is no riot that the Ketanim sold it to him, as this is his job to sit on the carpet. So therefore, in all these cases, it's not a chazaka and the property must be returned. Ein le'ish chazaka b'nichse ishto, v'lo le'isha chazaka b'nichse bala. A husband that is making a chazaka on the property of his wife brings into the marriage property, which is called nichse malug, and the husband has the right to eat the pears on this property. So therefore, if the husband's sitting on this property for 3 years and eating the pears, it's no raya that the wife sold it to him. And even in a case where the husband doesn't have a right to eat the pears, such as a case where the husband at the time of the marriage agreed to allow the Isha to eat the pears, even so it's not a chazaka, even though he's been eating the pears for 3 years, as it is quite usual that the wife would allow the husband to sit on her property and eat the pears. And so too, if the wife makes a chazaka on the property of her husband, this also is not a riot that the husband sold the property to the wife, since it is usual that the wife would be allowed to sit on the husband's property. So too, a father that makes a chazaka on his son's property, and vice versa, that the son makes a chazaka on his father's property, this is not a chazaka, this is no raya that the father or the son sold it to him, since it is not unusual that they would allow each other to sit on their karka for a period of time. What are we talking about over here? Then all the cases that we mentioned, that even though the person has been sitting on the karka for 3 years, it is not a chazaka. That's talking about where the original owner doesn't claim to have sold it to him. The original owner claims that he's been sitting on the karka without permission. So in all these cases, it is not a chazaka. Avo b'noisein matana v'achen shechoku v'amachzik b'nitzvi hakir. But in a case where you want to make a chazaka, to make a kinyan, that the original owner wants to give it to you right now as a gift, and you want to make a chazaka as a kinyan, or two brothers want to split their Yerusha, and they want to make a chazaka to be kona their chelek of the Yerusha, or somebody wants to make a chazaka on the property of a ger, as a ger died leaving no Yerushim, he had no children, so therefore his property is considered hefker, ownerless, and anybody who makes a kinyan can keep the property, and somebody wants to make a chazaka on the real estate of the ger, and therefore be kona the property. In such a case, you could be kona the property with the chazaka. Now, what is the chazaka that you have to make? No, the gadar uparis kolshu harezu chazaka. If you lock up the property, you put up a door, or you put up a fence around the property, or you make a pirtza, you make an opening in the fence to allow people to come in and out, even if you only do this a kolshu, a very small pirtza or a very small fence, this is a chazaka. This chazaka is kona. And one of the ways to be kona, to acquire property, is by virtue of doing a chazaka on the property. In this case, you would be kona the property with a chazaka. Masechet Bava Basra, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. Hayushnayim mehidin oisoi she'achla shalushan. The two edim are made in bezin. If somebody has a chazaka on somebody else's karka for 3 years, he's been sitting on the karka and eating the pears for 3 years, and the owner did not make a macha during that time. So therefore, by virtue of their edus, he can keep the karka even though he no longer has a star. And it turned out that these edim are edim zomim. Two other edim came to Bezin and were made that they could not have known about this chazaka as they were somewhere else at the time. The din is that these edim zomim have to pay the value of the karka to the owner. Besides the fact that the owner would get the actual karka returned to him, since we no longer have edus that the person had a chazaka, he would also receive the full value of the karka from the edim zomim, as the pasuk says by edim zomim, "Va'asisam lo kasher zomam lasos lachav." We do to them exactly what they plan to do to their brother, and they were trying to make him lose his karka, so they have to pay the value of the karka. Shnayim berishayna, ushnayim bishniyah, ushnayim bishlishah, mishalshim b'nei. If it's three sets of edim that are made that the person has a chazaka, the first set is made that he had a chazaka for 1 year, the second set is made that he had a chazaka for the second year, and the third set is made he had a chazaka for the third year. So between the three sets, we now have edim that he had a chazaka for 3 years and can keep the karka even without a star. And all six edim turned out to be edim zomim. Another set of edim came and was made that all six of them were in a different place at the time and could not have known about the edim. The din is that they have to pay the owner the value of the field between them. Each set would pay 33% of the value of the karka to the owner. Shlosha achem ve'echad mitzarif imon, hari elu sholish edius, behein edus achas lazom. If there are three sets of edim that are made that somebody has a chazaka, similar to the case that we just had, the first set is made on the first year, the second set on the second year, and the third set on the third year, and three brothers are made, each brother, on a different year, together with somebody else who is made on all 3 years together with all the brothers. This is considered three separate edius. Now, even though two brothers normally can't be made together, they are krovim, and krovim cannot be made together. In this case, since each brother is being made on a different year, this is considered three separate edius, and the edus is kosher. But as far as hazama is concerned, though, it is considered one big set. As we have it then by hazama, that edim don't become edim zomim until all the edim become edim zomim. If we have two edim that are made and only one edim becomes an edim zomim, and two edim come to Bezin and are made that one of the two edim was in a different place at the time, even though the edus is batal, and we now only have one edim kasher left, but the edim that became an edim zomim doesn't have a din of an edim zomim, doesn't have to pay the amount that the person stood to lose off his edus. So therefore, in this case, if one set of edim become edim zomim, even though the edus is now batul, as we no longer have edus that he had a chazaka for 3 years, but those two edim do not have a din of edim zomim and do not have to pay the owner the value of the field. As in this case, since the three set of edim are all being made towards the same purpose, that the person has a chazaka on the field, they are considered one big set of edim as far as hazama is concerned, and until all six of them become edim zomim, they do not have a din of edim zomim.